Today, a jury in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, said the shooter who killed 17 people at the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018 should spend the rest of his life in prison. The jury verdict that could spare Nicholas Cruz from the death penalty stunned the courtroom. Gerard Albert III, a reporter for member station WLRN in Florida, was there. Gerard, how did relatives of the victims, victims who were mostly students, react?
They reacted. They were surprised. It only took an afternoon to return with this deliberation, with this verdict. And they're speaking, some of them are speaking to reporters right now, and they're angry. They are confused, and they don't like what it says about the criminal justice system.
When watching on television, we could see them shake their heads in disbelief as this long decision was read out. Look, we know that this is a recommendation from the jury. A judge can overrule the jury and can sentence the shooter to death anyway, correct?
That is incorrect, I believe, with the state and legal precedent. The other way would have been correct. If the jury had sentenced or had recommended a death sentence, then the judge could have overturned it and sentenced him to life.
Oh, I'm so glad you clarified that. But why did this jury not feel the shooter should be executed? In other words, there were questions, and as they read out their verdict over a long period of time, they answered whether they said yes or no to every count. So did we discern from that why they recommended sparing his life?
Not exactly. The defense presented mitigating factors, and the prosecution presented aggravating circumstances. And while they found that the aggravating circumstances were proven beyond a reasonable doubt, things like the shooting was cold, calculated, and premeditated, they said that at least one or more jurors said that the mitigating factors, things like the shooter had fetal alcohol spectrum disorder and mental health problems, that those outweighed the aggravating factors.
Just in the minute and a half we have, can you remember, you know, what do you think was, you know, one of the key moments of this terrible trial of a terrible day?
For sure, the first day, the brutality of watching the videos and hearing the children in classrooms, scream and hearing the gunshots go off, but also the defense presenting, basically the father of fetal alcohol spectrum disorder during testimony. And explaining, in slow detail, every aspect of the shooter's life that had not been known to anybody.
Yeah. And so to be clear, because I muddied the waters here, the jury verdict today in the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School shooting trial, the jury concluded that the shooter, Nicholas Cruz, should spend the rest of his life in prison, no possibility of parole. That is the definitive word. That is it, right? That is what happens next.
What happens next is sentencing by the judge, which will take place in about 2 weeks. And there she'll hand down the sentence, but some of the survivors and the victims' families will have a chance to speak before that sentencing, but he will be sentenced to life.
Right. Gerard Albert III with WLRN in Florida. Thank you.
Thank you.